In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Our third lecture about our Lord Jesus Christ as a teacher. We said before that one of the main duties of the priest is to teach his people in a Christian way, the Christian teaching. So in this lecture, we will try to see the main points of the program of our Lord Jesus Christ as a teacher. What are the main points in his character as a teacher? I'll give you the, 12 points in the program of the Lord as a teacher. 12 main points. The first point is, without a parable, he did not speak to them. I think you all know that most of the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ was expressed in stories, in simple parables, so the people can accept it easily. Most of his teaching, sometimes he explained the parable himself, some other time he just gave them the story. So the first main point we need to learn from our teacher, Lord Jesus Christ, is when we teach our people, we need to use many stories. We need to simplify the truth. We need to put the truth in parables. Like in this parable, the Lord said another parable he spoke to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. You know, the woman stands for the church, and the leaven stands for the word of God, and the 3 measures of meal stands for the soul, body, and spirit of the men. The woman stands for the church, the leaven stands for the word of God, and the 3 measures stands for the 3 measures of men, the soul, spirit, and flesh. The importance of using the parables, 3 main benefits. The first one is we simplify the truth. The second, we help them to learn or memorize the truth. And the third point, it's easy to revise the truth. The second point in the program of our Lord as a teacher, he used to comment on any situation. The Lord was not teaching only sermons like this, but in any situation happening around, he was commenting upon. As was written, when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God." Here was teaching, but not at a sermon, but only in a situation. In another situation, so he told a parable to those who were invited when he noted how they chose the best places, saying to them, "When you are invited by anyone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the best place, lest one more honorable than you be invited by him." So the Lord was using parables or stories. The second point, he was commenting on situation. The third point, he was correcting misconception. Then a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest. Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a little child and set him by him, and he started teaching them. So as priests, as teachers, we should make use of stories. We should comment on situation. When we find any misconception or wrong thoughts, we need to correct them. Now it happened on the second Sabbath after the first that he went through the grain fields, and his disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate them, rubbing them in their hands. And some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why are you doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" But Jesus answering them said, "Have you not even read this, what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? How he went into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and also gave some of those with him, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he said to them, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. So when we see any mistake or wrong thought in our people, we need to correct the wrong ideas. In this, you know, they believe the Sabbath is very limited, very conservative, very tight, literal. So the Lord told them that the man is important more than the Sabbath. Another important point in his teaching program, that the Lord was always considering the dialogue, the concept of a dialogue. So it's important to answer the questions of our people, not only to teach them. As happened with St. Peter once, Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him, up to 7 times. And the dialogue started. Sometime the Lord started the dialogue himself. He once, when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am I? Another important point, that the Lord in his teaching was covering all aspects of life. So he spoke about marriage, he also spoke about the money, the tax money. Listen to this, Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius. He said to them, whose image and inscription is this? So he was covering all aspects of life. Another important point in his teaching, that the Lord was always, before teaching, he practiced, he lived the teaching. His life was the model of his teaching. Every commandment he gave us, he made it by himself first. So it was written about him, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, any priest should live the Christian life before teaching the Christian life. Also, he said, oh, to you also lawyers, for you load men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourself do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. We should take care as priests, as teachers, not to burden our people with commandments we ourselves cannot do. The seventh point, the focus of the teaching of the Lord was always upon the kingdom of heaven. He was taking all the minds of the people to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever the subject, the situation, the misconception, the dialogue, usually it ends up with the kingdom of heaven. That's why he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Another point, that the Lord was always interested in responding to questions. So now a certain ruler asked him, saying, good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that's God. He means that you can see me good, then you can see me God. Another important point in the teaching of the Lord, that his teaching is full of hope and encouragement. Sometimes he rebukes people, but most of the times he encourages people and gives them hope. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. So the scribe said to him, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth, for is one God, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, with all the soul, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the whole burnt offering and sacrifices. Now when Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. See how the Lord is encouraging this one, although he's still a lawyer. Another point, important, the tenth point, that the teaching of the Lord usually have some sort of warning and intimidation. In our teaching, we should give hope to the people, but also we should warn them against any bad deeds. The 11th point, also the teaching of the Lord was full of explanation of the salvation. The idea of salvation was there in his teaching. Like once he said, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." The last point, the teacher, our Lord teacher, was always focusing on the eternal life. He always put the eternal life in his words. And he spoke much about his next coming. So in our teaching, we should always mention the next coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we need to follow the Lord as a teacher, we need to remember these 12 points. First of all, without a parable, he did not speak to them. Secondly, he was commenting on the situations. The third point, he was correcting misconception. Another important point in his teaching program, the concept of a dialogue. The fifth point, he was covering all life aspects, practicing and preaching, focusing on the kingdom of heaven, responding to questions, full of hope and encouragement. Also, sometimes his speech full of warning and also explaining salvation, and lastly, focusing on the eternal life. In another way, before finishing this lecture, the Lord teacher was always giving the role model, love, simplicity. He was realistic, idealistic. He was very spiritual. His speech was always comprehensive, and it also fits for the juniors and seniors. Glory to God. Amen.